The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
So Kristen, in her brilliance, you know what? Turning a negative into a positive. This is what Kristen does, okay?
What I'm trying to do. So Burt's over here, and we're all gathered right before the show starts. He's like, hey, guys, it's Friday.
Trying to get everybody pumped, a little excited before these mics come on, rather than these dreary-ass faces that I'm looking at.
And I just looked at him, and I'm like, you know, it's about to be forever Friday. Some people in here.
Where's that omen music when we need it?
And I think instead of unemployment, you know, instead of saying, hey, you know, I'm unemployed, you can just be like, I'm on forever Friday.
I have been very encouraged by... the opportunities that are coming in front of Burt Show members. Very excited by them.
It's a
tremendous relief. Am I proud? Yes. It's we were all gathered last night hanging out playing darts together, and people were talking about what's potentially could happen after the Burt Show and what they have lined up. And I got to tell you guys that there was such a sense of relief for me last night and when I was driving home, thinking also in a sad way that this is probably going to be the last time that we're all hanging out together like that, or the opportunities are going to be really difficult because who knows? We may be in different cities. I know I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling. The opportunity to hang out, they're going to be few and far between. So I was driving home yesterday. I was really taking it in. And the fact, I think that... I just felt like a tremendous relief when I talked to everybody last night. It looks like everybody's going to be fine.
Well, I think that's a testament to the people that you hire and the quality of people that are in this room. And everybody is talented in their own right. And that's what's helped made the Burt Show excel. Yes, you are a consummate host and an incredible captain, but you've also got an incredible crew. So
that's for sure.
There was no doubt that everybody was going to, like, is it sad this chapter is closing? Yes, but there's going to be very bright futures ahead for everybody on the show.
Yeah, and this is something I'll reiterate too, like this generation of the Burt Show, as most of them or all of them, I'm not talented enough to put together a show by myself. You know, there are plenty of guys out there and women out there that do a show by themselves. They produce their own show. They come in, they talk for 4.5 hours. They go home. They might have a producer. I am not that talented. Kid Craddock, who I used to work with in Dallas, was enormously talented, and I would be blown away by his talent every single day. But I also knew that I didn't have that. So for sure, not only do I like being part of a team, I'm sort of a point guard of a team. I just knew that I didn't have that kind of talent. So I needed to surround myself with really, really great people that took this show as seriously as I did, but also were talented in their own way. And that's what this, for 25 years, this is my name's on the show, but man, I could not have done this without all the people that have been here. That's for sure. And this group is included in that. That's for sure. And why are so many of them in here?
Yeah, it is very crowded in here this morning.
What's going on this morning? to have you guys. It's a little late to unionize.
Are we striking? Did we all have a group meeting that I wasn't aware of?
Well, what is happening?
There was two Burt Show members had a similar personal story that they had presented. And, you know, we only have, as the Omen boy said, six shows left. So I wanted... Mikey and Jackson had the opportunity to pitch their social media handles to get more followers, and Rebecca and Amber have asked for the same airtime.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Now, let's keep in mind, though, just before you guys do this, and for sure do it, just remember that Jackson won because he made it part of Burt's Big Adventure. I would just submit that.
Yeah. You know, when Mikey and I came out and did this bit, and I offered to donate $1 towards a couple charities for every follower that I got, I was expecting, you know, a few hundred, 500, maybe followers, and it ended up costing me quite a bit of money, and I got closer to 3,000.
Good.
And since then, over 500 people have unfollowed me, which I think is kind of evil, and I think BBA needs to write me a check back for some money that I donated.
You are
going to
take money away from sick and dying children. Congratulations, Jackson. You are the villain.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, it has never been more evident that those people that came up to you at Pride were absolutely right. You are definitely an a-hole.
I can't believe 500 have unfollowed.
It's not cool.
What does that say about your content?
Must be bad.
Because I think it's important to call out, in case you didn't know, just because the Burt Show is ending, Burt's Big Adventure is not.
Right.
So those donations will go towards future trips. So keep the money coming.
And now we need even more money because he's forcing us to stroke a check back.
The end of the day.
All right, Rebecca, so they've done their thing, so now you and Amber want to do the same?
Well, what's going to happen. So when I submitted this segment, I knew it was probably not going to come off that well, because the truth is, I saw Jackson get a lot of followers, and I'm just jealous. I'm upset about it. He's getting closer to my follower count, and I'm not happy about it. But besides that, it's a point of pride, because he got like 3,000 followers in like 72 hours.
48 hours.
He has mocked me mercilessly, telling me that I could not do the same.
Oh, okay. The challenge. Okay.
There is a challenge here, because in a week, I'm going to be a nobody. You guys are still going to be famous. I am holding on to dear life. Like once every other month, people can like look at me and are like, huh, is that a person? Is that a person that I've seen on something or heard before? I need that in my life, that validation. I can't let it go. And the only way I can have that happen is if I get enough followers to make me feel good at night when I go to sleep, which is something that I'll talk to my therapist about.
Okay. All right. So you are pitching for followers just to make you feel good and validated.
I have a challenge.
Good sales pitch.
Thank you. Listen, I have good content on my social media. I have great retention rates. I know you can't say the same. Here's my challenge. My challenge, because Jackson has said that I cannot get the same amount of followers, which... You got 3,000, but you also lost 500. So let's say like 2,500 followers. In the next 72 hours, Monday, 6 a.m., if I can get the same amount of followers to follow me on Instagram, Rebecca M. Lan, RebeccaMLan, then you need to donate $100 to my Winship 5K, which still is open for donation.
I already gave you $700 last week.
I want more. I want more money, and I want more followers, and I want it now. And listen, follow me if you love me and you want to see me be successful, because I did just sign up for the Creator Fund, and last month I got $7. And I was really, really excited about that.
What is the Creator Fund?
It's like the Instagram Creator Fund. Like if you post reels and they do well, then I guess like Instagram decides how much you're worth and gives you like a penny.
Okay.
Literally.
And you got $7.
I got $7 for, I think, the last quarter.
All right. To help Jackson out here,
yes,
because he did stroke a very nice check to Burt's Big Adventure as the chairwoman of Burt's Big Adventure. If you can get more followers than Jackson did in 48 hours by Monday, mm-hmm. I will donate the $100.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. I'll do the $100, so you're good.
So Jackson now wins $600 from Burt's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being framed here or punked because I haven't said any of this. There's never been this amount of, I bet you can't get more followers than me.
Character witness.
Hello.
I've definitely heard Jackson say this to Rebecca on several occasions. Your face screams liar.
Thank you. I feel like I'm going crazy right now.
It's a setup.
He said this yesterday while we were at Flight Club.
Thank you. I have evidence. He said I cannot do this, that I need to let it go.
Now that I think about it. I heard it too at Flight Club yesterday.
Before you go and follow Rebecca, I'm going to do something here, okay? I'm going to reinstate my challenge again. Oh. And if you give me more followers than Rebecca gets in the next 72 hours by Monday at 6 a.m.
Or just come back.
I will reinstate my $1 per follower donation, but we have to beat however many followers Rebecca gets.
Okay. All right, fine. The challenge is follow Jackson if you love cancer. Follow me if you want to support me.
Holy crap. Hang on.
You know the Burt's Big Adventure kids have cancer, too. Like, it's not unique.
All right, that's fair.
I'm regretting this.
This is the most 2025 break ever. Yes, Amber.
I feel bad because mine is not about donations at all. But I do donate to Burt's Big Adventure every year, and I've been doing it even before I worked here. So I'm good there. But I'm also, too, might be jobless. So I've been a content creator since 2014 on YouTube, all the things, right? I am not going to challenge anybody to get more followers than me because I already have more than all of you.
Followers.
Yeah, I'm good. So we're not going to do that. That wouldn't be fair. I will continue to donate. But what I would like is for the Burt Show fam and in the Burt Show people in the studio to support the content that I'm already creating. I have a podcast called Professionally Silly, which I don't, can I say this?
Yes.
Which is now on Pioneer.
There you go, man. Hey.
Which is a network that Burt owns. I hear you guys say that all the time. I get to say that. And it's called Professionally Silly. And I have a YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. And I have been creating content since 2014. And my content is amazing, but it is a saturated market. So I could actually use you guys' help going to my content. My Instagram page is on the Burt Show website, True Smiles Jones. And I could just use support. I would like to also have validation so I can make some money and chase my dreams, which is just to pay my bills doing something I love. That is it.
All right. So everybody's Instagram again is?
Mine is Rebecca M-L-A-N R-E-B-E-C-C-A-M-L-A-N. I want to make $14 next quarter, please.
Go follow me at Jackson Kim. There's a period after the J.
I'm at True Smiles Jones, true without the E.
The Burt Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Fred Weir is the co-op president of Zaxby's. I venture to say he has been on mic more than Messy Mikey. Yeah. I mean, it's what, 6 years now?
6 years.
6 years now.
Well, we love us some Fred. We love us some Zaxby's because you all love you some Burt's Big Adventure.
We do. And we're excited to be here. It's kind of bittersweet because this is kind of the last one, at least for now, in this form.
Yeah. The lights are going off October 24th. So we needed you to come in here and make Burt's Big Adventure more money before that happened.
Well, we're going to try to do that. But, you know, I've got to say, certainly, thank you for everything that you've done just for us, for Atlanta, for all these kids and everything like that. We're certainly grateful, and it's special to be here. But it's also, I don't want to say sad, but maybe a little bittersweet. You know, in some ways, it seems kind of a long time ago, but not that long ago, that we were doing this like via remote when COVID was happening. Right. We're all on computers and in our homes and everything else.
We've gone through a lot of chicken together.
Yes,
for sure.
And some milkshakes.
And some milkshakes too, man. Well, you have been just amazing to Burt's Big Adventure, and it will continue. You were like the first person I called after I told the rest of the radio station, the salespeople, that I was taking off. They're like, God, thank God, get out of here. And only one salesperson said, well, at least let's call Fred over at Zaxby's. So you were like the first call.
Yes. Well, is that more for, because you were looking for the next thing with your radio voice, you thought you could just transfer right over into drive-thru?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I've done it before. I was trained at Taco Bell for years and years and years. Huh?
There you go.
Yeah. You think anybody would recognize my voice? Dude.
Yes.
Aren't you the guy from the radio?
If we can finagle this, because he's going to have some free time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
He's going to need a hobby. So if we can get Bert at Zaxby's location just to run the drive-through for a little bit to see if anybody recognizes his voice, I think that would be freaking hilarious.
That would be awesome. I may have a connection. I may know somebody who knows somebody to make that happen.
I would love to do that for a couple of hours, to be honest with you.
You're like, not a whole shift.
Not a whole shift. It's harder than it looks, that's for sure. And when I was working at Taco Bell, I'll warn you now, I was giving my friends all sorts of free food. So if my friends come through Zaxby's, I can't guarantee that I'm not going to do
something. Jimmy and I are coming for some tenders.
All right, well, this is not about retirement day today. This is about acts of kindness and you guys being so good to us for so many different years.
Well, and, you know, we're excited. I tallied it up. I think we're over $525,000 to you guys. And certainly that's not going to stop. And I'm excited, you know, just for us to continue this relationship with you and in a new way. And more importantly, just to still be involved with the kids, because they just are such an amazing blessing, and they've been a gift just to get to know over the years. And you know, the one thing I was thinking on the way down here today that all these kids that I've met seem to have in common is, you know, they choose to be happy. Mm-hmm. And that's such an impact to me and such a reminder that every day that we go in that we have that same choice.
Mm-hmm. And happiness is a choice.
And he puts his money where his chicken is. He shows up to all of our reunions, and whenever Zaxby's is there, Fred is there. And I've said this a million times on the show. We love to partner with people that really believe in the project, and you come out and you see it and you get your hands dirty every year. So thank you.
Well, we enjoy doing that. That's one of the best things that I love to do, is just to be around that. And, you know, and I've said it before to you guys, you know, one of the things that impacts us is, you know, there are a lot of charities that when the cameras are on are one way and they're completely different, or a lot of the money isn't being spent the way people think it is. And I've seen firsthand just how genuine you guys are, whether the cameras are on or not, and the impact you have with these kids' lives. And that's really spoken to us, and hopefully just to all your listeners and the people that have an opportunity to share in this, it'll speak to them and know that you guys are being good stewards of what's invested.
Thank you.
All right, so we have some dates that we need people to remember. We're doing this a little earlier than normal just because, you know,
Bert's quitting.
Yes.
Bert's a quitter.
So we need to remind you about Giving Tuesday. So Zaxby's always partners up with us for Giving Tuesday so we can match your donations. So Giving Tuesday is like a global generosity movement. And thankfully, Zaxby's is like, yes, we want to partner with Burt's Big Adventure. So December 2nd of this year is going to be Giving Tuesday. And if you text the word Bert, B-E-R-T, to 50155 or donate at burtsbigadventure.org, Zaxby's will match your donation.
How do we get people to remember this? Because people remember like what's in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And my fear here is that they won't remember when the time is right.
That should be the day you have your first shift in the drive-thru. Giving Tuesday.
That's not a bad idea, really. When is that?
December 2nd. It's a Tuesday because it's Giving Tuesday.
That makes some sense.
Do they have Zaxby's in Sedona? Maybe you can do it on the Disney cruise.
Well, if I'm here, yeah, I think that'd be a great way.
So either we need to find a Zaxby's on the Disney cruise, in Sedona, in New Zealand, or in Tulum.
In Italy. Do you have any Zaxby's in Italy, the Amalfi Coast specifically?
Not yet. Okay. That would be a great place to have one there.
I'll start looking for real estate. Maybe that's a good idea to do it that day.
I'm telling
okay,
you.
If I'm in town. So again, you got to remember this right now. Run it by him again, Kristen.
All right, Giving Tuesday, December 2nd this year. And Zaxby's is once again going to be our partner and matching every single one of your donations to Burt's Big Adventure.
So we'll remind you guys all on social also. What else we need to cover here?
We have the big give in December.
Yes.
Another opportunity for people, as we always say, and part of our corporate mission, to give better than they get. And certainly during the holiday season, things get, you know, hectic. And one of the best ways to remember is, you know, really challenge everyone, whether it's for this or something, really to challenge everyone. If you really want to change your life and your perspective, give better than you get and give with no expectation in return. And certainly when we found to do that, and I know you guys have as well, it really changes your outlook and it changes a lot of things. But more importantly, with this, you have a chance to really impact some special lives.
And if you're looking for a little reciprocation, that's okay, because you want something for your donation. We get that. So if you go to Zaxby's and order a milkshake, they'll donate a portion of the proceeds to Burt's Big Adventure.
I'm going to remind you guys over and over and over again, thank you to everybody at Zaxby's for all these years. I mean, that's a tremendous amount of money for Burt's Big Adventure, as you know.
Over half a million. That's how you need to start saying it, Fred. Over half a million. Over half a million.
It just sounds bigger that way. You know, we've always kept the trip small on purpose. You know, we only bring 12 or 13 families each and every year. So when you're talking about $500,000 to our organization, man, that is truly life-changing, and you've seen it when you come out.
Yeah, well, and again, it's been a blessing for us to be a part of it, just seeing everything that you guys have done. We're just grateful for everything that you do, both in the Atlanta community and really throughout the nation, because some of these kids aren't always from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing that has been a blessing to us.
Fred Weir from Zaxby's, thank you for all these years of support.
And you're not getting rid of us, because nothing is happening to Burt's Big Adventure. We've already gone through applications for 2026, picking out the families.
Yes.
And we will be seeing you at the send-off party. We'll be seeing you at future reunions. So even if you were like, oh, I can finally get rid of those Burt Show people, sorry, you can't.
No, we don't want to do that. So we're excited to continue the relationship in its new form. And certainly we'll miss you in that, but excited that we're going to work in a new capacity and hopefully even get you in on drive through.
Yeah, see you there. All right.
Like Abby said, as long as he's in the country, December 2nd, we'll make it happen.
That's right.
Thank you to Zaxby's again.
Thank you guys, and congratulations on retirement.
Thanks, Fred.
The Burt Show.
Too many things happening off mic right now to keep secret. I mean, we are, but dang, I just want to get to both of them right here, right now.
I know. Well, so, I mean, I guess the theme is Burt wants a surprise, but he's not going to get it.
This is the second day in a row now.
Because leading up to the very last Burt Show on October 24th, Tommy and I are working together to get, like, friends of the Burt Show to call up. You know, like, we there's somebody very special that we talked to after the show yesterday that actually remained a surprise that we're going to play later.
Yeah, that was powerful, man.
Right? And then we're
playing that on Monday?
No, that's for the last show.
That's the last show?
Yeah, that's going to be for the last show, because that was so important.
Ooh, that was powerful.
And so, and then we had Sanjay Gupta on yesterday, which was supposed to be a surprise, but Sanjay, of course, texted Burt like, hey, so what time's better, this time or that time? Which was funny. And then we have three special guests coming in studio today to say goodbye to Burt, or to say goodbye to the Burt Show, rather, because Burt's not going anywhere. Well, he's leaving the studio, but he's still with us.
Unless something happens between now and Friday, we're not promised anything.
He won't be in this Burt Show studio, but he will still be Earthside with us, okay? And you walk out the hallway, and of course, you ran smack into our 7 o'clock guest.
And it made my heart warm, man. Same feeling I had for when I saw Carl.
Yes.
Same for this dude.
And I love this dude as well.
Oh, my God.
He and I did not work together on the radio, but we did work together in another capacity. I'm very excited to have him in studio.
It's so funny that you have to say, like, Burt is still Earthside, because I had a meeting yesterday with one of our big sales partners for the podcast arm, and they had prepared a presentation to, like, show their sales team, and it said Life After Burt, and they were like, wait, no, he's not dead. We need to fix that. It'd be like the new Burt Show era.
All right, so he'll come in at around 7 o'clock this morning. All right, Mikey, how you doing, buddy?
Feeling like $1 million.
No, you don't look like it.
I feel good.
What happened? So we were all playing darts last night. The elders left.
Yes.
I left you guys with the credit card, and I said, do it. Have a great time.
You were scared.
A little bit scared. I said, have a great time. And then I'm taking inventory of how many people might have stayed out later. Abby looks great.
Yeah, because I'm smart and I knew I had to talk for 4 hours this morning. So I decided to indulge in my favorite drug, Diet Coke.
She refused. She refused all kinds of stuff.
Good for you.
The strength was crazy.
Good for
called
you.
Called discipline, Mikey J.
It was annoying.
Rebecca didn't drink last night. Jackson looked fine this morning.
No chance.
Jackson was not fine this morning.
I said looked. Looked I fine. Said looked fine. He might not be good, but you don't look good. He just...
You look rough.
I drank a bunch of beer, and then I got home and had to I rented, what's that movie called? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, tried to watch it like 10 times, fall asleep every time. I rented, I only have 2 days, so I had to watch it last night, so stayed up later doing that. And made ramen noodles, which took a long time.
What? Ramen noodles took a long time?
I've never made them on the stove, it's like impossible.
You boil water and you put noodles in. Do you make spaghetti?
Not personally.
What?
Okay, well, that explains a lot.
You've never made spaghetti?
No, I did back in the day. I forgot the recipe. I don't remember anymore.
You boil water and then you add sauce.
And you're also too young to have a back in the day.
I've had a girlfriend for like 2.5 years. She's an amazing cook.
So literally ramen noodles, you boil the water, you put the noodles in for 3 minutes.
I'm a microwave guy.
And then you put the seasoning packet in, you call it a day.
Okay, well, nobody told me the 3 minute thing. She fell asleep, so
sweetie, it's on the package. Did you read the packet, the directions on the packet?
Nobody
told you, as if ramen noodles is supposed to send you an email and be like, hey, buddy, 3 minutes. My mom sat me down when I was 7 and said, we need to have a talk about how you cook ramen noodles.
Do you guys remember like 20 minutes ago when I said I'm so optimistic by the future of the Burt Show Youth Group with everything lined up in front of them? Yeah. I'm not as optimistic.
What? Come on. How's that going to get me further in the business world, knowing how to cook ramen noodles?
Well, you have to be alive. All right, so we have been working on a reference letter for you because there's this opportunity, right, that could be in front of you. And Abby is the gatekeeper of a recommendation.
Yeah, she's my mentor, apparently. And,
okay. Flag on the play for the second time today. Mikey literally asked for my help yesterday. He asked for my advice, and I said, oh, my God, that's almost as if something a mentee would say to their mentor.
If you missed this late in the show a couple of days ago, Abby declared herself Mikey's mentor. And he didn't know, but now he knows.
No, I know. I did it.
And then I didn't say I was his mentor. I said, I feel as though I have mentored him.
We're going to shift people's mindset. It's like, you know how people declare bankruptcy? You can also declare mentorship.
I declare a mentor.
I also was thinking Jackson might be my mentor. He might legitimately, every email I write, he has to help me out like line by line.
Oh, that was really going to set
When you got a big opportunity yesterday, whose advice did you come for help?
I came for Abby's advice.
Okay.
She's my mentor.
Who's hanging out with you this weekend to help you out? Me.
Abby.
What's going on this weekend?
We're doing things to help him secure that opportunity.
Okay.
We're just making moves, making money moves.
So this opportunity is on XM, right?
This is an opportunity for you to email somebody for a job that may or may not exist. I'm making Mikey collect the 5 final Horcruxes to receive an email that I have received that will lead him to a higher up at one of his favorite stations on Sirius XM. And so I was feeling a little bit of disdain from Mikey, who I have felt as though I have mentored. I'm now at mentor status, I believe, but previously I've felt as though I have mentored. And I thought, you know what? I want to make sure before I give you this valuable contact that could change your life for the better, and you could leave us all in the dust and never speak to us again. I want to make sure that Mikey likes and respects me.
By the way, one of the slimiest ways to become a mentor is holding something over someone's head, like blackmailing me.
Welcome to business. This is your first lesson, Padawan.
It's the truth.
So, my first task for him was I needed him to create a playlist of songs he thinks that I would like. And then his second task was to write a letter of reference for employers to hear from my mentee about why I have good leadership qualities and why I would be worthy of a job.
That's correct. I forgot about it, and I wrote it at like 11:30 trying to cook ramen noodles last night.
Somewhere between the alcohol, the ramen noodles, and the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
this is going to be great.
It's pretty good. To who it may concern, I am writing to recommend Abby for a position within your organization. I've had the opportunity to get to know Abby through her work at the Burt Show and through strictly professional interactions over the years. Abby brings strong communication skills, creativity, and genuine enthusiasm to every project she is a part of. Sometimes her communication skills can come off as demanding, but that's just because she knows she's better than me. She has a natural ability to connect with people, both on and off the air. Her energy brings out the best in those around her. Something I really respect about her is her ability to claim responsibility for any success I've had at the radio station we work for. She's someone who approaches challenges with the determination and isn't afraid to take initiative when needed. In addition to her professional strengths, I'd like to mention her physical strength, which is significant, but not as great as mine. We had a weightlifting competition, and I won by far.
Was it by far?
It was by far. No, I almost like doubled her weight.
I mean, but pound for pound, I think she won that.
What
thing.
Does pound for pound even mean? For like, I did like 80. She did like 40.
Compared to your how much you weigh to how much she weighs,
right?
Because I'm already so strong. Cheating.
Never mind.
Let me finish the thing here, guys.
If you don't know how to cook ramen noodles, I can't explain pound for pound to you.
Whether she's contributing ideas or stepping into new opportunities, she does so with focus and passion. I am only a learning language model, and I cannot say that Abby is the reason that Bert...
Did you use ChatGPT for this?
No.
I'm only a language learning model.
I cannot say that Abby is the reason that Bert got so exhausted that he decided his last option was to murder the show that got his name to where it is. I believe that Abby would be a valuable asset in any team looking for someone who is hardworking, personable, and eager to grow. Please don't hesitate to reach out if you'd like to discuss her qualifications further. Sincerely, Michael Jonathan Wakefield.
See, employers, I'm worth hiring.
Pretty good.
All right, so that was two. You said he had five to do, right?
Oh, yeah, so you have, let me find what the third one was. Hang on, I have to pull it up because we're so late in the week. Da, 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 da. Hang on, everyone, just talk amongst yourselves.
Sing a show tune.
Hang on.
Did you
second.
Put in there very well organized also? She's very well organized.
She's very well organized.
I always prepared like a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
I have so many files, so many important files that I have to serve. Okay, so here you go. So you did the playlist where you compiled songs that you thought that I would like. You kind of did that. And then you did the letter of reference. I'm not offended. Your next one is to find five complimentary comments from the Facebook page, and you have to gas me up.
Oh, no. We're going to see a lot of darkness, I think.
Yeah. The Bert Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tell you one thing I'm not allowing is, and I can't wrap my head around it, all of us filing out of here next Friday.
I can't think about the last day.
And the lights going off and the door closed. I, every time I start to think about what that's going to look like, I shake it out of my head.
I get choked up.
Yeah.
Every time I walk into the building now, I'm like, wow, I've been walking in this building for over 14 years, almost 15, and it still feels new, and I'm trying to take in every single detail because I'm like, only a few more elevator rides left until I'm not walking through those doors again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was stupid.
Yep.
Yeah. Preaching to the choir, my friend.
This was really stupid. The not-so-surprise guest this morning. This is fantastic. The way that this is unfolding is so Burt Show, I can't even take it.
Right? We had a surprise call-in guest yesterday, friend of the Burt Show, Sanjay Gupta, called up and made sure to text Burt beforehand, so the surprise got ruined. And then Burt walks out, and I guess we need to sequester our guest a little better because he ran into our next one. We are going back 24 years to the beginning of the Burt Show. Man. Please welcome Mark Owens, who you all knew as Phil Tirana. We got to do hugs. We got to do hugs.
Nothing like a bro hug.
Did you like that? That was pretty good. God. So, you know, what's funny is I did not know that this was going to be a surprise.
Surprise! That is a surprise!
I was texting with Tommy. I'm texting with Tracy. We're putting all this together. And I'm at work yesterday going, hey, I'm going to be on the Burt Show, seeing my buddy Smart. I'm putting on social media.
That's right. When I saw it on Facebook, I was like, I texted Mark and I said, oh yeah, this is a surprise.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, idiot, it's a surprise. So 20 years later, still ruining bits on the Burt Show. Some things never change.
So the backstory here with Phil Tirana / Mark Owens, that's his real name, wasn't mean, but it was strategic back in the day.
Yeah.
Do you know this story?
No.
So, by the way, Abby.
Mark,
how are you?
Nice to meet you, Mark.
Cassie, Mark.
We've met.
What's good up? To see you. Kristen, Mark Owens, how are you? Good to meet you.
Love you, babe.
Good to see you.
So when the Burt Show started, Steve and Vicky was the huge morning show, and they deserved it, man. I mean, they had been in town 20-something years, kicking ass. They were Atlanta's morning show, right? And we started on this little itty-bitty radio station that really had 3,000 watts.
A teeny tiny stick.
Teeny tiny. And we were starting to gain a little bit of momentum, right? So Steve McCoy's real name is Phil Tirana. So, most people didn't know that. So I named Mark Phil Tirana. So when Steve McCoy would like be out and stuff like that, and he would put like his credit card down and it would say Phil Tirana, people would go, oh my God, I listened to you on the Burt Show.
That's so freaking funny.
Waitresses coming up being like, dude, you're a horrible tipper. What? I've never been here before. What are you doing?
So it's just to try to get into his head just a little bit in the old school strategic radio. It doesn't really happen anymore. But
the irony behind all of that in how silly this industry is, my last job in Atlanta radio was on Star 94.
Right. This is how it works, man.
How funny is that?
This is how it works, right?
Full circle, dumb. Baby.
It's so dumb.
And just as a side note with Steve McCoy, who it's notorious. I mean, people within the industry and I think publicly know, health-wise, he's not doing that great right now. When Steve and Vicky went off the air, I remember Jeff and I having I told him about this retroactively. When Steve went off the air, I genuinely like sent him a present to Star 94 saying, thank you. You made Atlanta radio better. Mm-hmm. Thank you for making me better. And I remember Jeff coming in and I hadn't even thought about it. Like, Steve McCoy might take that as a big F you. And I'm like, that's not what that was about at all. Not at all. Him and Vicky, right?
Well, the president was a box of poop. I don't know if you told that or not. So.
But he was always a really, really class act.
Yeah, he was.
And I used to say as soon as we started this show, then when people were calling up and complimenting us, which meant that they felt like they had to insult them, which they didn't have to do. I always used to say, like, I respect that show so much. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to be. I am jealous of what he has. And we ended up having it. Because of this filter in right here.
Worked out pretty well in the end.
Yeah.
But I will say, though, that and I'm forever grateful for that logo for this show, because you look at the puzzle pieces of your career, and there's a huge puzzle piece that is the Burt Show in my career, because it led to so much. Now, there were many days, and I'm not going to look at him. There are many days I wanted to punch him in his stupid face.
Really? I don't know what that's like.
I think you and Tommy should start a club called
We already do.
Want to Punch Burt in the Face.
We meet every other Thursday at the BMW.
You can actually start the show right here on Q90.
So, but I'm forever grateful, because this was my first salary job in radio. I was working down the hall at X, and then I came over here and started working with you guys. got the first salary, and it was nothing, but to me, it was the world, and you taught me a work ethic that I still take with me to this day. Like, there would be days where we'd be here all morning, do the show, post-show meetings, you know, promotions meetings, sales meetings, wrapping up, getting ready for the next day. Bert would go to the gym. Bert would go take a nap. Bert would get up about 3 o'clock, call me, and be like, all right, so listen, I need you to find a caller. Her name was Sarah, or it was Stacy, or it was Stephanie. She's in love with her best friend's dad. It was about a 20-minute conversation. I need a 90-second recap. All right, when was this? 6 months ago, 8 months ago. Might have been on a Monday. Might have been on a Friday. Okay, so hold on. Let me back up. So you need a 90-second recap of a segment from a girl named Sarah or Stephanie or Stacy, and it was from 6 months ago, maybe 8 months ago. Okay, and it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon now, and I'm like, all right, that's fine. When are we going to do this? Tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Dang it! Come on!
And this might have been at a time when we were doing more things on paper than we were on computer, so it's impossible to find, probably.
We're the producers. We didn't have prep services. We had a VHS. Yeah. We had to pull American Idol clips off of a VHS. This was before TiVo. I hear that, and I get like, no! But like I say, this led to so much. I have a World Series ring because of the Bert Show.
How's that?
Because I was working here when I got the job.
Oh, that's right. That's right. For those of you that don't know, Mark also played second base for the Braves in their World Series season. He was amazing on the field.
You were on the field.
Yeah. I was their in-game host for about 16 years, and I got that.
For how many years?
16.
Yes.
You were the in-game host for 16 years? Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize it was
I left in 2022.
Damn. I worked for one season, and that was enough for me. Like, I can't do it. It was so hard, especially when you're doing radio and that gig.
Crazy.
Like, when you're double timing it, that was when we were at Turner Field.
That's right.
And I mean, hoofing it around that stadium. But I had so much fun working with you.
Yeah,
we had
a really, really good time.
And I think Jeff did that for a while also, right?
Jeff was the original in-game host.
Yep.
He did it for 3 years. He's the one that recommended that I would try out for the Plaza gig. I got the Plaza gig in 07. He said at the end of the 07 season, I'm done. I'm stepping back. And then the Braves said, all right, kid, you're up. It was going to be a 2-year gig for beer and Vegas money. And I turned it into a 16-year opportunity because, I played baseball growing up, born and raised here in Atlanta. So, and then to be there during the World Series run, too. So, and Bert, I wanted to give you that. No, I'm just kidding.
That would be a hula hoop for me, man.
Nobody calls a Home Depot tool race like you, my friend.
It was a lot of fun. But like I say, like all the puzzle pieces get put together. And I can look back to a lot of it. There's a lot of moving parts to it, but a lot of it was because of that logo, because of this show. I mean, I was very lucky to be in Atlanta radio for over 25 years,
and
I have zero regrets. And I take what Bert taught me when I was at a young age, still very impressionable, still learning the industry. And I like to think that like I was able to last as long as I did because this industry is so dumb. But I was able to last through multiple, you know, corporate changes and downsizings only because I knew how to run a board. I knew how to cut audio. I could host shows as well. I could ride in the back of a truck through a car wash if you needed me to.
That's right,
so there was so much. So I and when I heard that you were stepping away, my first thought was about damn time.
that was my fifth thought.
Because you never ever get. I don't have to tell y'all. You never get used to these hours.
No. I never have. There have been some people that say, yeah, it was no problem after the first couple of months. Look, man, I've been doing it for 40 years, 25 in Atlanta, and I have never, ever gotten used to these hours.
Yeah.
Never.
And the only thing that's on your mind, and that's like the number one question, I don't know for y'all, the number one that I always got was, you know, what time do you go to bed? What time do you get up? Mm. You're always thinking about sleeping.
Yes.
That and the other question is, where's Bert? So, real quick, true story. I'll keep this real, real quick. Me and Bert went to Vanderbilt. We went to go see Georgia and Vandy.
Yeah, we did.
So we go up there. This is 20 years ago, and we are so excited.
Oh, yeah.
You know where this is going.
I do know where this is going.
All right, kids, gather around the radio box. I got a story for you.
Oh, no.
So we go up to Vandy, and I told Bert, and you're super excited about going to party up in Nashville, go see Georgia and the Commodores. And I told him, I said, listen, if you get the hotel room, I'll get the tickets. Well, I know he's not going to stay, you know, at a Bavary's Inn. So he got the hotel room. I got the tickets for free. But listen, so we go to downtown Nashville, and we start bouncing around. And we're in Tootsie's or Legends or one of those. And
just a total S show. So we've been tailgating all day.
Mm-hmm.
And this was back in the day then when you and I were tailgating super hard.
Oh, yeah.
Super hard.
Yeah. We had metabolism. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we go and we're at a bar. And we're having fun. We're feeling pretty good. And we're not old by any means, but we're definitely not the youngest people in the room. So I'm going to get a beer or something, and then I notice Bert's gone. And yeah, he'd get lost in a crowd. It happens from time to time. So I just figured,
yeah, I'm 2'4". It happens a lot.
So then I get a text on my, you know, Motorola flip phone, and it's just Bert outside. I was like, what's going on? It's like, all right, maybe he just wants to change the scenery or something. So I go walking outside of this bar, and Bert's standing there like a kid who just got in trouble. He's like kicking the ground a little bit, just looks so disappointed. I'm like, dude, what's going on? He goes, I got kicked out.
Yeah.
You got kicked out of a bar in Nashville?
Yeah. It's the only time I've ever been kicked out of a bar. I'll tell you what happened too, man. So we're hammered, right? And I've already told you guys that you know this. I'm already insecure about being the height that I am, right? So we're in this Nashville bar, and I am standing in the front row of the bar while I can't tell you if this was accurate or not, but what felt like to me was the bartender looking at me and then going to other people and giving them drinks and then going over my head and giving them drinks also. And I just felt like, because I was short and I was older than everybody else, he wasn't going to give me a drink. So the drink or the glass that I had in my hand, I was so mad, I slammed it on the bar.
Oh, no.
And I said something nasty. Security comes, and they said, I remember them doing the laser pointer saying, we could do this the easy way or the hard way.
The laser pointer?
Yeah. And I'm like,
you're a cat.
I'll do it the easy way. And we went outside. And that's when Mark came and got me. And then I felt so bad about it. Do you remember this? The second part of this? I felt so bad about it that I went to that same bar the night after and apologized to the bartender. And they said in the history of him bartending, he has never had anybody come back and apologize. I felt so bad for it.
That's awesome. Well done, sir. You are an adult.
Thank you.
I was thrown up in the corner.
No one ever.
I felt awful. We're not done with Mark/Phil Tarana here. Yes. I'm not exactly sure what piece of audio you guys selected to play on his time here.
It's like a greatest hits.
Oh, no.
It's a cavalcade of his stunts that he did, and it culminates in the one that got him fired.
Oh, man. We fought. God, I remember that time, Jeff and I going into Mark's office and fighting for you so hard.
Mm-hmm. I remember standing at the loading dock just bawling.
Oh,
my first real radio job, and I just got fired.
It was terrible, and it wasn't even his fault. We'll explain next.
The Bert Show. Moro Casino. America's Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's Social Casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.